You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Peter Briggs, who is director for the Office of International Students and Scholars at Michigan State University. Good evening, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I appreciate you taking some time with me tonight. Apparently, today is your day of speaking to folks. I heard about you giving a speech at the making remarks at the Rotary Club of East Lansing today, and some friends of mine that were there were very interested in telling me about it. So I wanted to get in touch with you about international students at MSU and just kind of talk the basics about the program and why it's so important that we do have international students here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. MSU has a real long history of being supportive of international students for a variety of reasons, not only what they bring to us, but also what we can learn from them and the whole mutual exchange of ideas and cultures and everything else. So it's kind of an exciting time to be involved in this field because of the changing ways of the state of Michigan and the country and lots of different reasons. There's a whole bunch of things coming together at one time.
Well, what are some of those things? You've piqued my interest now.
Well, one is the statement that Governor Snyder made in his State of the State address in terms of how he's trying to retain talent in Michigan. And one aspect of retaining talent, and why are they trying to retain talent, is innovative people start businesses and things like that. And there's 23,000 international students in the state of Michigan, and a very high percentage of them study in STEM disciplines, and he's eager to explore ways that they might help start businesses. So it's not taking jobs from Americans, quite the opposite. It's creating the economic engines of prosperity here. So that's one piece of this. And the very next night, President Obama said almost the same thing in terms of being supportive of talented people in our country that are getting a high level of education here. Michigan State University has 5,400 international students from 133 countries, and they're a pretty impressive group.
Well, I can imagine, and just for full disclosure, my daughter has two roommates, one from Uzbekistan and one from Russia, who are obviously international students at MSU, and I can't tell you how much I learn from them on a daily basis, and I think we're teaching them a little bit at the same time as well, and that cross-cultural thing is a huge part of the education for an international student, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really win-win. They're here to learn, take advantage of our higher education system. They're paying out-of-state tuition, so it's not a taxpayer drain in any way. And at the same time, friendship with an international student can transform. And we learn from them, and all of a sudden we see Uzbekistan, we see Russia, we see others in a very different light. And I think it's so important. And what I was saying today at the Rotary Club is think of when any time you've been abroad, you go to some place, and if you see a sign in English or you hear English, it is comforting. It's supportive. And as we look at East Lansing, Greater Lansing as an internationally friendly community, are we an internationally friendly community? Let's just ask that question. Do we have those same kind of supports for those people who are here? And that's our goal and our challenge at this great time in Michigan's history.
And your office offers, I'm guessing, that it's kind of their gateway for support and guidance and help in the transition period of first coming here and then while they're here, making sure they have everything in order.
Well, we certainly try. We help them with a lot of the bureaucratic things, of course. How does somebody get a visa, enter the country, stay here to study or teach or do research or whatever it is that's bringing them here? And if you look at the rise of the FRIB and other things, that there's going to be lots of continued international activity, not only among students, but also among faculty. So that's a piece of it. And we learn so much in my office. And, yeah, we have the bureaucratic part, but with students from 133 countries, we see the world unfolding every day in our office. And it's just the coolest job ever.
Do a lot of the students who come here and study end up staying? And as you said, Governor Snyder's address, we need creative and innovative folks. Do a lot of them stay?
Well, there's no good reliable statistics for it, because when we know what they are when they're on a student visa, and we can track that. But anything after that, we don't have a way to really know. And so we get that question a lot. It's a great question. And I think the rule of thumb has been, we think 65% go home, and for whatever different reasons, for employment or family-based or other kinds of ways, with the bureaucracy of the U.S. immigration system, we think an estimated 35%. But I would be the first to admit that's an unreliable statistic that we continue to throw around, but I wouldn't bet on it either.
Well, regardless of the numbers, it's an incredible experience for both for the international students and for the folks here in the United States who have the opportunity to meet them. Peter, I thank you so much. I look forward to using you as a resource in the future.
I'd be happy to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Okay,
We've been speaking with Peter Briggs, who is the director of the Office for International Students and Scholars at Michigan State University. I also spoke to Rotary in East Lansing today on the subject. When we come back, we'll be talking with David Harker about our record snowfall in Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.